Oh my God. When I tell you that this is the most motivational, inspirational podcast episode that I've ever created, I'm really like telling the truth here. This episode, when you go through it, like this has like truly came from my soul. I didn't have any plan for this episode. I just truly like it came from my heart and my soul. And I would love for you to keep on listening. So yeah, this is like so empowering. You're gonna absolutely love it. So let's get into it. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today we're gonna be talking about unleashing your inner boss, empowering mom bloggers to take charge of your success. So are you ready to take the reins and transform your blogging journey into a thriving entrepreneurial adventure? In this episode, we're diving deep into the mindset shifts, self-belief, and confidence building strategies that will empower you to unleash your inner mom blogging boss. We'll explore actionable tips, motivational stories, and practical advice to help you overcome self-doubt, embrace your potential, and become an empowered blogging business owner. So let's dive in and discover the path to your blogging success. Number one, we're going to be talking about embracing the mindset for success. Before we actually get into this, I want to talk to you guys about the Blog Monetization Method program. I have officially set a date on the calendar to launch this thing, to open the doors, and I'm going to open it on June 20th for beta test members. So if you want to be a founding member of the Blog Monetization Method, all you have to do is go to the link below and join the waitlist. When you're on the waitlist, you get a discount, and you also get to jump in early, and early bird bonuses. So if you go to below, make sure you jump on that waitlist. I'm going to be opening the doors on June 20th, and I'm so, so, so excited. Like, if this is the perfect program for you, like, this is the actual blueprint. This is going to be the resource that is not only, like, it's not just a course, but it's going to be a resource that you go back to over and over and over again, because there's so much in there that's going to help you throughout your entire blog monetization journey. It's not that something that you can just watch all the lessons once and then never use again. This thing is, like, really, like, the true blueprint. And right now it has over 100 lessons, but within each lesson, it actually has extra video lessons. This is going to be talking all about standout website design, copywriting for your website, creating an irresistible offer. We're going to be diving super deep into the whole entire step-by-step process of creating memberships, ebooks, courses, coaching, just every single offer that you would want to create. I'm taking you step by step through the entire process to creating an irresistible offer, no matter what you want to create. I'm also going to be teaching you how to set this offer step by step on a sales funnel that actually truly sells. And I'm going to give you sales funnel email scripts that are completely written for you, that are designed to convert and have proven and been tested by many people, and it actually does get sales. So if you want to join this program, of course, we're going to talk way more than that, but that's, like, you know, the basic explanation of everything you're going to get. This is truly the program for mom bloggers. If you don't have a lot of time to work on your blog, don't worry. Like, this program is going to teach you how to not spend so much time on it, how to spend time with your kids, and make passive income from doing this. So if you want to join the waitlist, then go down below. This program is only going to be $297, but if you're on the waitlist, I'm giving you a discount. It's just $297, and you get 11 modules jam-packed, plus an extra website design course. So go down below and join that. Anyways, let's hop into the actual episode. So we're going to be talking about embracing the mindset that you need for success. So before we talk about the specific strategies and techniques, let's address the essential foundation of success. That's the right mindset. As a mom blogger, it's crucial to adopt a mindset that aligns with your goals and aspirations. This means embracing the belief that you have what it takes to actually succeed despite any challenges that may come your way. So a lot of people say, like, they think in their mind, you know, in order for me to be a successful blogger, I have to have and do this before I can actually be this. So you think that you know, it's like a linear thing where you have to have something in order to do something, and you have to do something in order to be that successful blogger. However, it's actually reversed. You actually have to be a successful blogger. You have to do what a successful blogger does. You have to think about all the actions of a successful blogger. What is a successful blogger doing? So write down a list of actions that the highest, like if you're making $100,000 in your business passively every single year, what actions would you be taking as that person who is very successful? And so write down all of those. And then you have to actually take those actions right now. Because, okay, let's say, for example, for me, I always waited to hire a team. I waited to delegate tasks. And I did all of the tasks by myself. And this has prevented me from scaling my business even further because my time is capped. I am avoiding all of those $1,000 tasks because I have to constantly do those $10 an hour tasks. You know what I mean? But so I think that I have to do it myself in order to, or how do I position this? Let's say, okay, you think that you have to have money to delegate tasks, right? In order to hire a team to be a successful person. But actually, you're not hiring a team and you don't have money because you're not hiring a team and getting those $10 an hour tasks off of your plate. You know what I mean? That was my mindset for a very long time. And as soon as I started to delegate tasks to people, that's when I started to focus more on what I need to focus on, which was those $1,000 an hour tasks, actual sales and messaging and creating offers. And once that happened, I started making a ton of money in my business. So when you think, okay, I have to have this in order to be this, but you actually have to be that successful blogging business owner right now. And what does a successful blogging business owner do? They are smart. They educate themselves, for one. Number two, they don't focus on those little $10 an hour tasks. They focus more on sales. Number three, they will hire and delegate tasks to people because as a mom, you don't have a lot of time. And the time that you have is going to be very strategic. And you can hire people very, very cheap. I show you in my program how to hire people very, very cheap and to get that off of your plate so you can actually focus on sales and creating your program. But you don't have to if you don't want to, of course. I show you different ways. But number three, what they're doing is they're making passive income. They're not capping their income with affiliate marketing. They're not capping their income with, you know, not utilizing sales funnels. They're smart. They're strategic. They have a plan and they begin with the end in mind. They begin with that vision of who they want to be and they become that right now. They don't wait until they have this, until they have to do something, until they have to be something. They are that person that they want to be, they are that successful blogger right now. And so if they identify as a successful blogger right now, then they can be, or then they can have, and then they can, like, if they take the actions of that successful blogger, that's when they start seeing the results. And that's when, you know, let's say, okay, you're not making money in your business because you're capping yourself, because you don't see yourself as a successful blogger, blogging business owner that you are right now. And that's why you're capping yourself. You, because you don't have that passive income, because you don't have that sales page, or because you're not creating an offer, that is because you think that you're not successful enough to do it right now, that you're a beginner. And so you don't take those actions to create it. You know what I mean? So I hope this all is making sense. You have to be somebody first, and then you have to take actions as that person that you want to be, or that you are, okay? Take actions as that person right now, and that's how you're going to create the results, the monetary results that you are desiring. So develop this mindset. Start by acknowledging your strengths and celebrating your achievements, and start embodying and doing the tasks that that successful blogger is wanting to do right now. And recognize the unique value that you bring to the table, and understand that your voice matters. And surround yourself with a supportive community, like-minded individuals who uplift and inspire you. And you can join my free community in the link below. So now let's talk about cultivating self-belief. Self-belief is the fuel that drives your entrepreneurial journey. It's the unwavering faith in your abilities and conviction that you can achieve your goals. However, it's common for self-doubt to creep in from time to time, especially when stepping into uncharted territory. So, you know, we all have self-doubts. We all are extremely scared to do this thing. Like, I was so scared to do anything in my blogging business. When I first started to design my website, I was scared to launch it. When I first started to write my first blog post, I was scared to share them. Like, every step that you take out of your comfort zone is going to bring up a lot of self-doubt, and that's just your ego trying to make you like hide because you don't believe in yourself. But when you believe in yourself, you're going to take the actions that you want to, and you're going to do it anyways because you believe in yourself. And even though it's so scary, you're just going to have that unwavering belief that you can do this. You have to build your confidence and work on your mindset every single day to build this confidence. Because if you have all of these limiting beliefs that you can't do it, you're never going to do it. Your blog is going to be a reflection of how you feel in your body and in yourself, and the confidence that you have, and the belief that you are going to be able to do it or not. So you always have to work on your mindset. When you wake up in the morning, you open up your journal and you write down all of your limiting beliefs. Or when you're working on your blog, you start recognizing your thoughts and you go through all of your thoughts. You start writing down your thoughts that you have, all of those negative self-doubts and limiting beliefs that you have. Write them down and then look them over at nighttime and try to overcome them, break through them. Find reasons why and evidence why those limiting beliefs and those self-doubts are so untrue, because they are. You can do this. I believe in you. It's so, so, so possible. You know what I mean? Like, it's so possible for you. If it was possible for me, literally 18 years old, sitting in my aunt's basement and I had nothing, my car was repoed, I was living off of Herbalife protein shakes. I was 18 and I ruined and I trashed my credit at 18. I was in such a bad place. I had no food. Yeah, I was living in my aunt's basement, but they didn't really help me, to be honest. I was living down there in basically my own apartment. And I was scared to go upstairs because I didn't really feel comfortable down there. And literally, snakes were in my basement. Snakes were in my bedroom and in my bathroom. It was horrible. If I could get from that place to this place that I am in right now, then you can too. No matter what your circumstance is right now, I believe in you. You can do it. And you just have to reach out and you have to get help. But not even that. Okay, the action is one thing, but your mindset becomes before the action. You have to actually believe in yourself that you can do it. So you have to cultivate that self-belief in order to do this. One effective strategy to cultivate self-belief is to focus on your past successes and remember the challenges that you've overcome and the positive feedback that you've received from your audience. Keep these as reminders that you are achieving amazing success, because you are. I believe in you and I want to help you. And additionally, invest time in personal development and continuous learning. Don't just sit on the knowledge that you have right now. Like, if you are just sitting there thinking that you know enough about blogging, you probably don't. There's so much to learn. I don't even know. Like, I do definitely consider myself as an expert, of course. But I still am learning. I'm still purchasing programs. I'm still hiring coaches. I'm still continuously learning on a daily basis, believe it or not. Because there's so much to learn about blogging, about business. You have to keep up to date on the current strategies. Like, Pinterest is constantly changing, and you know, there's trends that come out, like ChatGPT, that you have to learn about because it's an amazing tool, and I think that you definitely should learn about it. But you know, you have to stay up to date on updated strategies and updated, you know, 2023 or whatever year it is, marketing strategies, like what's current right now. Like, you know that ebooks are not really, you know, what's selling right now, and high ticket programs, you know, I mean, they're selling, but like, do you see everybody on Instagram like pushing for huge programs? Probably not. They're actually pushing for lower ticket workshops and master classes. So you have to pay attention and you have to constantly continuously be learning. The more you invest in yourself, the more your confidence will grow and the more your business will grow. I'm so sorry. I'm in the middle of cooking while recording this episode. So if you hear like sizzling, that is why. I'm cooking chicken curry. The rice is boiling. The chicken smells amazing. Okay, so building confidence. Confidence is not something that you're born with. It's a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. And as a mom blogger, building confidence is so crucial to positioning yourself as an authority and attracting a loyal following. You don't get confidence by just sitting there, okay? You don't get confidence by just thinking about getting confidence. You get confidence when you take those fear-based actions. When you're so scared to do something and you do it anyways, that's what's going to give you the confidence that you need to go on. And that's what's going to build your confidence. Because when you get off, when you stop that fear, or like when you actually like do that fear-based action, and when you stop it, you're going to say, oh my God, I did it. I actually did it. And I can do it again. And now I have the confidence to do it because I did so amazing. For example, going live on Instagram or doing your first Instagram story where you're talking to the camera or guest posting on a podcast or something that scares you. When you finally go to do it, when you get off of that podcast episode and when you stop it, that interview, or you publish your first blog post or whatever it's going to be that you're scared of that you actually end up doing, you're going to be like so proud of you. And that's going to give you the confidence to do it again and do it again and do it again. And you're just going to get better and better and better. And the more better you get, the more confidence you're going to have. So one way to boost your confidence is by setting achievable goals and celebrating small victories along the way. Each milestone you reach will reinforce your belief in your abilities. Another powerful technique is to practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being will enhance your overall confidence and make you feel more energized and focused. So don't sit at your computer all day and not take care of yourself. I did this so much when I was living in my old apartment. Oh my gosh, I would just work and work and work and work and never take care of myself. I would neglect eating, like, because I was so passionate to work on my blog and business. And, you know, as a mom, it's probably very hard to do that, right? But, I mean, as a mom, you don't really have time to take care of yourself anyways. But it's so important because you have to fill your cup first. Because remember, your blogging business is going to be a reflection of you, okay? So your actions on a daily basis. If you're a mess, your blog's a mess. If your family life is a mess, your blog is a mess. It just is how it is. You can't organize your blog and have a messy life. You have to have an organized life to have an organized blog. You have to take care of yourself in order to take care of your blog. You have to fill your cup first. Put that air mask on first. So, actionable strategies for empowerment. I want to dive into some actionable strategies that can help you unleash your inner boss and transform your blog into a successful business. Number one, define your niche. Narrowing down your focus will help you stand out and attract the right readers. I'm always looking for ways to narrow down even more. I actually just narrowed down my niche to speak to only mom bloggers. And when you're creating an offer for somebody, okay? So let's say, I was just talking to one of my clients about this in our coaching program. We were talking about creating her offer. She's inside of the Blog Monetization Method program right now. She's going through the beta test version, the coaching style, through one-on-one coaching. So we were talking about her offers and creating it. And I was talking about how she has to have one problem, okay, one pain point. One solution to one pain point that one specific person has. What we came up with was her pain point was that entrepreneurs don't have enough time to lose weight. And the main goal was to lose weight. But the pain point was that 20-year-old female entrepreneurs, they're working their butt off on their business, being an entrepreneur, and they don't have a lot of time to lose weight. They don't have time to put recipes together. So, and they don't have time to cook and whatever. So, like, her pain point is entrepreneurs don't have time. Her person is that female entrepreneurs, and her pain point is losing weight. They can't lose weight. And her solution was to create a course that'll help them lose weight in just 30 minutes a day. So that's how you get like super specific on offers on your niche. You need one solution to one pain point for one specific person. And if you do that, and if you nail your messaging on that, then that is just everything. So next you want to develop a content strategy. So plan your content in advance, establish a consistent posting schedule. And when I'm talking about consistent, I don't mean push out an amazing blog post every single freaking week. Okay? It's not doable. I'm not doing that either anymore. I've cut down to just 2 blog posts a month because I'm a mom. I don't have time. And just writing a blog post is not going to be the $1,000 task that I have to do. Because writing a blog post is just to build my authority and become an expert. And I already have a million different blog posts that already do that. So I don't really need to do that. When you're a newbie, probably you want to post, you know, as much good content as you like. But of course, if you don't have time for it, then don't do it. You want to spend more time promoting your content than actually writing it anyways. So if you can only push out one blog post a month, cool, do that. And then promote it like crazy for a month that you're not writing. You know? And then always, so like when you want, if you want to make passive income, okay, you want to have a blog post that covers on a specific topic that is your offer, that what your offer provides. One small specific topic that your offer provides, whatever is in your offer. And then you want to have a freebie content upgrade that will talk about that specific blog post too. Like everything needs to link. They all need to be related. For example, how to start a blog post. So I have this how to start a blog post. They get the free start a blog course. After they get inside of the free start a blog course, then they will get upsell to the whole entire Blog Launch Lab program for just $27. And that is how like you interlink everything. So, okay, so get this free start a blog course. But if you want the rest of the course, then you can go and purchase the Blog Launch Lab, and it'll give you the rest of all of the modules on how to start a blog the right way. So develop this content strategy. Whatever you're selling for that month, whatever you're trying to sell, whatever offer that you're trying to create, start positioning your content around that. For example, for the Blog Monetization Method program, I started positioning all of my content around, you've seen it, blog monetization. Everything that I put out for the last like 2 months has been blog monetization. This is prepping and priming my audience to, you know, buy from me or get inside of the Blog Monetization Method program. So tweak all of your messaging and all of your content around whatever you're selling, and always talk about those pain points that your audience has, that specific pain point that your offer is going to solve. So always network and collaborate. Connect with other bloggers, entrepreneurs, influencers. Collaborations can provide valuable exposure and open doors to new opportunities. This is one thing that most people kind of avoid because they don't know how to reach out to other people in their niche. So most bloggers avoid collaboration and guest posting. And I just want to say, you just have to start reaching out to people. Just reach out. Just send an email. Hey, I'm a blogger. I'm in your niche. Would you like to collaborate? Would you like to write a blog post for me and advertise your freebie? I write a blog post for you. I advertise your freebie. Have ChatGPT literally create this message for you. Just say, ChatGPT, I want to write a guest post for this person, blah, 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 who's in my niche. And I think that we would work great together. Can you write me a email that'll help me pitch guest posting to her in exchange for her guest posting on mine? And ChatGPT will just write the email for you. Easy. So next step, monetize your blog. First, you need to have a clear plan in mind. And you need to start with the end in mind. Do you want to be that successful blogger who makes passive income, $100,000 a year, or whatever your target goal is? Do you want to be that person who makes that amount of money? Then you need to start there. What kind of offers will she be creating, that person who makes over $100,000 a year in their blog? What kind of offers is she creating? What task is she doing? Did she hire a team or did she not? How did she get there? What steps did she take to get there? And you want to map all of this out because you don't want to be creating a business that down the road you're going to hate. So you have to be super strategic with this and only do the tasks that she would do. Only do what she did to get there. Don't overthink this. It's not something that you can overthink. Just take your goal, know the actions that you need to take to get there, and execute. Take action. Be that person that you want to be right now. What does she do? What did she do to get there? What steps does she take? How does she work in her business? How does she show up? Does she have a clear, organized plan and structure? Does she have a content plan? Is she creating offers? Is she doing those sales funnels? Is she setting up things, you know, to automate? Is she hiring people to do those little $10, $5 an hour tasks? You have to think about this because this is what's going to get you to that ultimate goal the fastest. Is she investing in her education? Did she invest? Or does she do this all on her own and go through those failures all by herself? Or did she invest so she can actually have the knowledge and the step-by-step blueprint and method to get there? What did she do to get to where she wants to be? Was she scared? Did she, you know, did she sit at her desk and hide and avoid to do the actual things that's going to generate revenue in her business? Or did she show up? Did she do the scary things that she was scared to do? Was she confident enough to and brave enough to spend her last dollars on investing in a coach or investing in a course that she knows is going to create money within her business? What did she do? Think about that, write that down, and let me know how transformational it was for you. So that's what I want to end with, because I think that was powerful. I think that was amazing. So I hope this like really motivated you. It's time to step into your role as an actual business owner. In conclusion, by adopting the right mindset, cultivating self-belief, building that confidence, overcome self-doubt, and embrace yourself in the identity of a successful business owner right now, implement the actionable strategies that we discussed, draw inspiration from motivational stories, and apply practical tips to drive your success forward and constantly be learning from people that you know has the success that you want to go to. Remember, you have everything that it takes. If you have a dream that you're going to be that successful business owner, that is in the realm of your possibility. If it wasn't in the realm of your possibility, God would never have given you that thought. Think about that. God or the universe or whatever you believe in, they would never give you that thought if it wasn't possible for you. Just remember, you have everything that it takes. I believe in you. You should believe in yourself. Take action and watch your dreams unfold. Now, you can join the Blog Monetization Method Program waitlist if you want. It's below. It's a whole 11-module course that talks about stepping into the role of the successful blogging business owner. It gives you the step-by-step actions that you need to take to create this success. And I will be there to support you every step of the way. And this is just a truly transformational program. I've created really good programs in the past, but this just wows my mind because I invested more and I learned more and I took the steps to learn more and, so now I'm teaching on everything that I've learned in the past couple years. And this course is just truly transformational. And for the price of $297, it's a steal. And if you get in the waitlist below, you can get a discount. Now, I'm not telling you this, all of this, just because I want you to join my program. That is ultimately your decision. I'm just, you know, telling you what's in it, what it offers, what you can do with it. You can create passive income and actually step into the role of an entrepreneur inside of this course. If you want that, then join the waitlist and join the program if you want to. If not, go find somebody else that motivates you, inspires you, that you want to follow in their footsteps. Maybe you don't want to follow in my footsteps and generate passive income. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't want to set up automated sales funnels. Maybe you don't want to create ebooks and courses and memberships or digital products and services, whatever. Maybe you just want to write. Maybe you just want to write blog posts. Maybe you just want to, you know, maybe you just want to write blog posts, or maybe you just want to make money with affiliate marketing and spend some time building your traffic so you can make money with affiliate marketing. And then maybe you're just somebody who's just passionate about blogging and you just want to learn how to blog, and that's that. You know, you don't care about the money. There's several people out there that I know that I've talked to, several bloggers who are like, well, I don't really care about the money. I just want to get my message out there. And that's totally fine. The blog monetization method program will help you do that, but it's mainly for if you want to monetize. So go find somebody else out there that's specific, that has the specific results that you want, that you want to take action on, that motivates and inspires you. And that's what I want for you. I want the best success for you. And your journey is your journey. And however you go is like the steps that you take, you know? This is a journey. And it's not linear. It's like, I'm going to jump here, I'm going to jump here, and I'm going to jump here. Of course, the program will help you go step by step. But it's a journey and it's your own. And just think about what that successful person does. So, yeah. I hope you love this episode. I did. I'm going to listen back and I'm going to motivate myself with it when I need it. Anyways, okay. Have a great day. Bye.